Good morning, everybody. Morning. We're a little quiet, but that's okay. I don't know if we can embarrass Pastor Hunter any further, but I think it would be good to sing, "For he's a jolly good fellow, he's a jolly good fellow, he's a jolly good fellow, and so say all of us." Amen. Are you okay, sir? You're good? Hopefully that won't cost me my job when I leave here. Oh, thank God. God has been so good. I want to thank everybody. You took the time out to be here to worship with us, but more so to really celebrate our pastor and his family. God indeed has been good to us for sending them for such a time as this. All right, I know we are up on time, but just like anybody else, for those of you who've gone on several flights, you know, and there's a delay, the captain would normally come on and says, "Listen, I know we're late, we apologize, but I'm telling you, I'm going to catch up time and get you to your destination right on time." Amen? So we're going to use the next few minutes, and we will make it on time. So at least we'll get you out of here. Amen? Praise God. So I'd love to share for the next few minutes a well-known scripture. It's in Isaiah, and you might be saying, "Oh my God, well-known scripture in Isaiah." If you had said Psalm, I could understand. But if you, the particular verse is verse 7, chapter 52, and it says, "How beautiful upon the mountain are the feet of him who bring good news, who publishes peace, who bring good news of happiness, who publishes salvation, who says to Zion, your God reigns." Amen? Father, let's pray. Father, we thank you for today. We thank you for the opportunity to share your word. We thank you that you have also sent people to be hearers of the word. We invite your presence. Bless us, we pray. Speak to our hearts, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. So for the next few minutes, I'd love to use as a topic, "You have beautiful feet." So for the next few minutes, yes, we will be speaking about Pastor Hunter's feet. No, we won't. We will not be doing that today. But I hope that something from this message will point to the beauty of what he brings to the table. Here, how another writer puts it. It brings it a little closer to our understanding as we focus on chapter 52 of Isaiah, verse 7. The prophet Isaiah announces how beautiful, and this is another interpretation, how beautiful upon the mountains round about Jerusalem, over which these messengers are seen coming at a distance. How beautiful are their feet when it is known what tidings they will bring. From the passage today, we see Isaiah having a look at the situation of the captivity that the people were being put under. How Jerusalem would lie in ruins. The prophet spoke urgently to the people, telling them that they were to get up, according to verse 1 through to 2, that they were to get up. In the past, they were aware of the punishment that the Almighty God had placed on them, based on verse 3 through to 6. But in due season, this is something that is remarkable with the Lord, that even though sometimes you're going through a difficult time in your life, in due season, the Lord will bring his salvation to everyone. Amen? So your tunnel, your dark portion of life will not be forever. There will be a change. The prophet opens the verse 7 by stating, "How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him who bring good news." He prophesies of the beautiful feet, those who preaches the gospel, those who bring the gospel has. They are the ones who find different and creative ways, and I borrow this from Pastor Hunter, short of sinning, to bring the salvation of the Lord to his people. The feet today, or in the scripture, speaks of activity. The feet speaks of motion. The feet speaks of progress. And those who are active and moving in the work of preaching the gospel, they have beautiful feet. And listen, I want to hasten on to tell you that we're not talking about the pastor or the associate or the elders. If you carry the gospel of Jesus Christ, you have beautiful feet. Amen? These with beautiful feet are those who announces peace, who bring good news of happiness, who broadcast salvation, who says that, you know, into Zion, your God reigns. He is not only on the throne, but your God is supreme and your God is sovereign. Isaiah accurately sees the messengers bringing their good news to a sad and forsaken land. After a long and difficult time in seeing Jerusalem in ruins, news would finally come and the people would enjoy a life of recovery. The prophet could now see the messengers of good news running to and fro, running across the mountainside. Peace and salvation was on the way. God was going to set his people free from captivity. Can we say amen? Amen. I know prior to Pastor Hunter coming, we were praying for a pastor. Week after week, we prayed, God, send us the man, the right man for the job. Because I know San Jose is a difficult area. And we need that strategic man. That strategic man with that kind of mindset who will bring peace and restore San Jose. Have you ever been in a situation where you need good news? Anybody? Oh, yes. I hope before I get home today, I'll get a good news about something that I've been praying about. The prophet Isaiah used poetic language to describe the messengers. He described their feet as beautiful. And when I came in earlier on, I realized that I could see pretty close down to Pastor Hunter's, feet. And I'm like, man, they look pretty good from what I can see, right? But the prophet spoke about the messengers having beautiful feet, or lovely feet. The word beautiful carries the idea of a full bloom, grown in maturity. The messenger with stamina, right? And when we look at the word beautiful, we're talking about having beauty, having qualities that give great pleasure. You want to hang around with that person. Possessing beauty, highly enjoyable and very pleasant. So these feet are strong. Amen? They're strong. Leaping over the mountains of Jerusalem with speed like a wild, strong animal, one writer says. The beauty of the feet highlights the fast approaching of the messenger. And as you travel with me, check on your feet. Do you have beautiful feet today? What an amazing sight it was for them to see the feet springing towards over the mountain, across the mountain. What a beautiful picture they saw. These feet carried the message of good tidings, carried the message of joy, carried the message proclaiming peace, proclaiming salvation. And not only that, they announced that your God reigns. Praise the Lord. If we look in scripture carefully, years after Isaiah's time, The same description was used by Nahum in the prophecy concerning Judah's imminent victory over the Assyrian. Look, he says, there on the mountain, the feet of one who bring good news, who proclaim peace. Celebrate your festival, Judah, the fulfillment of their vows. No more will the wicked invade you. They will be completely destroyed, according to Nahum 1, verse 15. Nearly 1,000 years later, the Apostle Paul then described a similar message, proclaiming the good news. According to Romans chapter 10, 14 to 15, Paul described a similar good news. It says, how then can they call on the one they have not believed in? How can they believe in the one who they have not heard? And how can they hear without the one preaching to them? And Paul then shifted the direction. How can anyone preach unless they are sent, as it is written? How beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. Let the church say amen. Amen. Just as Judah celebrated the good news of deliverance from their enemies in the Old Testament, so we today rejoice as a church. We rejoice for God sending his servant for such a time as this in San Jose to share the good news of salvation in the Lord Jesus Christ. The statement, how beautiful on the mountain are the feet of those who bring good news, refers not to the appearance of the feet, but to their action. The coming of a swift-footed messenger of the gospel of the kingdom of God is beautiful. The advent of the runner, seen on a distant mountain dashing closer with long-expected good news, is a lovely sight. And let me ask again, anyone here, you're anticipating a good news? Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. These feet are appealing because they are close at the hand. They are close at the hand with the good news of peace, salvation, and God who reigns eternally. And I think of myself doing 4Ks and 5Ks in the past, and the experience that I've had, wandering in the middle of the 4K or the 5K, tired, sore feet, thirsty, can't wait to get to the finishing line, and asking myself, how did you get involved? Why did you put yourself under this? But don't be fooled today. That has nothing to do with what the scripture is speaking about. And if I ask you today, some of us really have messed up feet, bad feet. I can speak for personal experience. Hence, the writer of Isaiah was not referring to the feet as they are, with the problems of various diseases that the feet encounter. For example, those of us with charcoal foot, bunions, corns, callus, ringworm, plantar fasciitis, gout, ingrown toenails, blisters, clawed toes, toenail fungus, arthritis, diabetes, neuropathy, hammer toes, flat feet, cracked heel, bruise, Achilles tendonitis, cold feet, and black toes. And when I started to put this thing together, I said, you know, let me see if I can pull out a few things that might bring you to what I'm referring to. This one here is for athlete foot. It asks you to powder and to spray. And I travel with this, you know, because I don't know what goes on with my feet sometimes, so I travel with this. But there's another one here, fungi nail with aloe vera and tea tree oil. And there's another one inside here, lotrimin, yeah? And then the other day, I couldn't handle it anymore. So I went on Amazon, and I decided to buy the Dr. Scholl's Ultra Hydrating Foot Mask. And I could go on and on and on. But no, Isaiah, the son of Amos, who wrote the book, was not referring to those issues we face with our feet on a daily basis. If I ask you today, how beautiful are your feet? Please don't answer me. I dare say that most of us would answer, not beautiful at all. But most of us see our feet as not being the object of beauty. Some of us get pedicure and manicure and all of that kind of thing. Our pedicures to our toenails, and we have it painted. Some of us, most of us see our feet as designed to be useful or practical rather than being an attractive piece of our body. Oh, my feet may not be the best, brothers and sisters, and I can tell you, it may not be the best, but or it may not be the most attractive around here. But if you spread good news, oh, thank you, Jesus. If you spread good news of the Lord Jesus Christ, set people free from sin and destruction, and take people out of eternal destruction and judgment, offer care, offer support to the broken, pray for people. When the truth takes root and transforms the person's life, Pastor Hunter, you have beautiful feet. If you take the gospel of Jesus Christ in your own way, you have beautiful feet. So away with Dr. Scholl's, away with Lutramine and fungi and all of that kind of thing. But take the gospel's message and preach it wherever you go. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. So today, as we celebrate this humble man and his beautiful family, we can echo that they have beautiful feet. Pastor Hunter came to us a little over a year ago on July 17th, 2022. He preached his first sermon here, from here to there. I don't know if you remember it. I'm not going to hack to hear as if I did some, you know, I did some research, you know, but from here to there. And then he came back. We continue to pray. Every Wednesday, we met here praying. And I got nervous when he left because I was wondering if he was going to come back. But he came back August 28th with a sermon series, Bold, Unleash Your Faith. Thank you, Jesus. Let us examine some of the accomplishment of this noble servant. He has preached over 50 sermons, 2 successful game day party, after church party, hosted and led us 21 days of prayer. We did 2 or so community prayer and walk. Serve day, identifying different projects. Christmas breakfast, restructuring our texting church platform. And if you can see the lobby on the outside, you know it has a touch of Pastor Hunter, a touch of class. He's redoing that. Organizing Connect Team. Setting up our children's church platform that you can check them in safely and check them out safely. Support for various missions and more. Sir, I know you don't like it, but you have beautiful feet. Amen. You have beautiful feet. You have beautiful feet. Let us examine someone with beautiful feet around here. And this is this song is done by Donna Lawrence. And I want to use it as we extract and look towards someone who takes the gospel with these beautiful feet. The song says, beautiful are the feet of those which carry the gospel. They go where they are sent without compliment. Yet they still smile. Sometimes they cry inside. Beautiful. They have beautiful feet. So don't give up on the gospel. Don't let your life destroy your faith. Don't give up on the message. Oh, beautiful, you have beautiful feet. And the second stanza says, beautiful are the feet of those who carry the gospel. Oh, if you only knew the things that they had to go through, yet they still show up. They're still here. They inspire others to live beautiful They have beautiful features. Don't give up on the gospel. Don't give up on the faith. Brothers and sisters, you have heard of the battles of the Thermopylae or the battle of Salamis. Have you heard of the battle, the marathon battle? Oh, that marathon race, for those of us, I have not gone and done any marathon. I don't know if I can manage that yet. But for the marathon, the race was named because of the story of one who was commissioned to bring back the good news of victory in the battle of the marathon. The name marathon comes from the legend Philippides, the Greek messenger. The legend states that while he was taking part in the battle of Marathon, which took place sometime in 490 BC, he witnessed the Persian vessel changing its course towards Athens as the battle was near victorious at the end of the Greek army. He interpreted this is an attempt by the defeated Persians to rush into the city to claim a false victory or simple raid, hence claiming their authority over the Greek land. It is said that he ran the entire distance to Athens without stopping, discarding his weapon, and he even took off his clothes to loosen the weight as much as he possibly could, burst into the assembly exclaiming, "We have won! We have won!" And that is my vision. I know that is the vision of Pastor Hunter. It doesn't matter if we run a marathon or a 4K or a 5K. We're going to run through the city. And we are going to spread the good news of Jesus Christ. And can somebody run the marathon? Echo it back through San Jose that we have won. Oh, praise the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And so the marathon runner runs a long distance because he knew it was not carried by radio or by television or even by a Pony Express or by a human runner. That person was to run as fast as he could with much endurance as possible, and he must bring the good news to the king. Whether it was defeat or whether it was victory, his task was to bring back the news. And you can tell in a distance if somebody's coming with a good news or a bad news, right? The first thing you see is the dusk kicking up with the excitement as he moves his feet. Some people could tell in the distance, they know when it is bad news because you see the person coming, should I go, should I not go? And he takes, and he is discouraged. You can see that, oh my God, this is not good news at all. Regarding a messenger, I don't know if you looked at that story that was spoken in 2 Samuel. The Bible says that the messenger came to David, the king, about the death of his wicked son, Absalom. He thinks that he was bringing good news, but he didn't realize that this was his father. So the Bible says that he ran. Excitement. Your wicked son Absalom has been killed. Isn't that great, king? But David says, no, it's not great. Absalom, my son. David mourned for a period of time. The basic theme, how ugly on the mountain are the feet of those who bring bad news. You have messed up feet. You need Dr. Schultz. And you could tell in a distant of the man who brought bad news in his body language and his demeanor. Oh, he brought bad news. He dodged, dragging his feet on the mountains. Be careful what news we bring today. But you can see the spark coming from the runner who is bringing good news. Oh my God. If somebody brought you good news, it doesn't matter who it is. You knew this is what you were waiting for. You're tempted to hug and to kiss and to salute and to tip. Oh, you want to express your gratitude of you bringing this good news. And Isaiah applies Isaiah applies this now to those who are bearer of good news, the news of the ultimate victory of God, the victory over the forces of chaos, the one who redeems his people, the one who proclaimed the gospel of Jesus Christ to the world. How beautiful are your feet upon those mountains. Sir, you have beautiful feet. Krista, you have beautiful feet. And somebody tell Ali and Haley, they have beautiful feet because you take the gospel of Jesus Christ. I've had some bad news. I've had my mom calling me, telling me that she was dying 17 miles away from there, from the hospital. I've had also some good news. I was at work and they called me from the hospital that your son is here. 8 pounds 3 ounces, bouncing baby boy. And I remember leaving my place of work, didn't even tell him I was gone because it was good news. I didn't run all the way, but I don't remember where I went, but I know I was heading to the hospital because of good news. The impact of bad news causes stress. Increase the levels of stress hormone in your body. And it gives these traumatic stress disorder, devastated and difficult symptoms. Creates you to be lonely and to just lock yourself away, the bearer of bad news. On the other hand, the good news decreases your stress level and can increase your overall health. So if you want to be healthy, share the good news. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Life is a makeup of both. If you are at a place that you're only getting good news, please call me. I'll move over there. But life is a mixture of the good and the bad news. Amen? The bad news, spiritually speaking, you know, is that we're all sinners. Amen? Our sin has kept us from the presence of an eternal God. No one can earn this. No one can earn the presence of the Almighty God. And on the other hand, the good news is that God loves you. John 3, verse 16. What does it say? For God so loved the world that he gave, that we should have. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So you need to go tell it on the mountain. Until we know the bad news, we can truly appreciate the good news. Until we understand that there is no future without God, we won't appreciate him sending his only begotten son to us. I think I need to take this flight home. Prepare for landing as I ask Larry to get in place. Brothers and sisters, we celebrate and appreciate our pastor and his family as they look to proclaim the good news. I want to declare that the responsibility is not on Pastor Hunter and his family alone. You have a responsibility. You have a responsibility. So I ask you, therefore, examine your feet. In preparing for this message, I was also conscious that I need to do a little pedicure. I did it myself. I got up this morning and making sure I clipped it last night. And then I hear Juliet ask me, what are you putting on? It was oil, Matthew. I'm putting oil just to make sure that I can come on a physical standpoint talking to you about beautiful feet, but then speaking to you about the beautiful feet and spreading the gospel. As I wrap up today, the writer says, if I carry the gospel to the lost near and far, I won't stand empty-handed at God's judgment bar. But if I dare not relax until all have done, all he asks, lest I should leave behind an unfinished task. If I've wronged a brother, if I've wounded a friend, give me strength, precious Savior, to take amends. And when I come to the change of worlds and reach glory last, then I won't leave an unfinished task. When I come to the crossing I'll be leaving behind all my earthly possession, but this I won't mind. It would make my heart glad when I leave all I've had if I don't leave an unfinished task. So you have run the race. You have kept the faith. These words I long to hear my Savior say. And when my life on earth is past, don't let me leave an unfinished task. Hallelujah. Brothers and sisters, I'll stop there. Let me encourage all of you to join forces with our leader and let us take the gospel to the cities. Let us take the gospel's message to our friends, our families, our neighbors. Take it to our workplaces. And don't get me wrong, I'm not suggesting that you walk into your workplace with any placard, "Serve Jesus," you know? But let us, in our own way, let us spread the gospel's message. And if you do that, may I tell you, you have beautiful feet. You have beautiful feet. If you do that, you have beautiful feet. If you do that, you have beautiful feet. Yes, Dave. You have beautiful feet. If you do that, if you share the gospel's message wide and far, in your own way, you have beautiful feet. Let me pray for you. Father, I want to thank you today for your goodness. I want to thank you for your mercies, for your love, and for your grace. As we celebrate and appreciate the one who you have sent to lead us, we are also aware of the fact that we have a responsibility as a church to lead people to Christ, to share the gospel's message. Touch every single person today and let us be carriers of the gospel of peace. We say amen. If you're here today and you're not saved, I honestly believe if you're not a Christian, I don't know if you'd be able to effectively carry out the gospel's message with your head bowed, your eyes closed. If you're here and you're not a Christian, and if you want to be a carrier of the message, declaring the writer that you have beautiful feet, I'd love to pray with you. Just indicate, raise your hand if you're here. You're not a Christian, but you want us to pray for you. You want to commit yourself to the Lord. Do I have any here? Father, I put your people in your hands. Oh God, touch our hearts. Give us creative ways, creative methods, and means to carry this gospel wide and far. Bless Community Church. Bless those who are here today. And glorify yourself. We thank you, we praise you, we honor your name, oh God, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen.
It's a great day to be in church, isn't it? Yeah, it's a good day. It's always good when we get to gather together. There's something powerful that happens because the reality is that within the church, within the people of God, is the presence of God. And there's something powerful that happens when we gather together. You feel it in the room. You feel this connection, not just with one another, that's there, but with the divine. We feel connected with God and what he's doing, and we're part of that. Pastor Brunell, thank you so much for your powerful word today. May we be bearers of the good news. May we carry the peace of God to the ends of the earth. May we carry the good news into every room that we walk into. Amen? You represent the power of God in this earth. Never forget that. Always walk with your head held high, knowing that you bring the answers to life's greatest questions. Amen. Amen. If you would stand as we get ready to close out today, And as you do, I just want to mention next week, I'm going to be diving into a brand new sermon series. We just finished a great sermon series on mental health. If you missed it, check it out online on our website. We've got all of our sermons archived there. It was a really transformative message for a lot of us, one that was very personal to me. This next sermon series is going to be very much about overcoming. There's a story I'm going to be sharing with you over 3 weeks where we talk about the life of a guy named David. How many of you have heard of David and Goliath? You ever heard of that story? Yes, we're going to unpack that. If there's ever a story about overcoming life's greatest obstacles, it is that story. So buckle up. Get ready. We're going to go some places. We're going to overcome some things that's been plaguing our lives, been pushing us down. We're going to throw those old things off, and we're going to find some new things. Amen? All right, so next week, that's where we're going. If you would, go ahead and put our scripture up, or our closing prayer up on the screen. We offer this prayer every single week. We pray it together as kind of our send-off for the day. So let's pray it together. Lord, we thank you for giving us today and giving us each other. Help us to apply everything we've learned today in our daily lives. You've put each of us here on purpose. Help us to be kind as we love one another. Help us to be bold as we share our faith. Help us to be strong as we live for you every day. Keep us safe and bring us back together again next week. In Jesus' name, we all say amen. 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 Thank you for being here. We'll see you next week.